And we're back with Worship Factory on KKLA 99.5 FM. This is Kempton Bryan with Rod Schreckengast, Monique Donnelly. And this is our Exposed segment with John and Mariana Moosey. And, you know, I guess we're going to get into some heavy conversation today because Mariana's been wanting, this is going to be a good one. So you listeners out there that may be interested in what's happening in the Word of God as far as pertains to sex education, I guess that that's sort of the place where she would like to go with Mariana.
Yeah,
with this
we're
segment.
Having a little bit of sexual education today, folks.
Buckle up, boys and girls.
Buckle up.
Hold on to your seat.
Which I actually want to say it's quite comical because... this did not come from me. This was not my idea.
What? You know you wanted it.
Which is funny. Which is a conversation that I would have no problem talking about, but surprisingly it didn't come from me. It actually came from the intellectual thinker of the group.
It's important for people to be okay talking about sex. It's important to know what God wants for us. It is okay. It's okay.
Well, I think it's really good as long as it's biblically founded and where we stand as far as that goes biblically.
And as long as John keeps his shirt on.
I think that's the important part because, I mean, we are
exposed. We're getting exposed.
Apostle Paul said, I choose that you be like me, but a lot of times you're not.
Yeah.
So he does bring you a husband and wife, and that's why men and women are husband and wife, and that's when it's free as far as that goes, that it's okay, God says, when he's talking about it in the Word, that we can have sex at that point, which is once you're a husband and wife and you've committed one another as far as that goes in bonds of marriage.
That's what Christianity is all about. That's basically, if you talk to any Christian, they'll say, The whole deal about being a Christian when it comes to sex is you wait until you're married. Mm-hmm. Now, I think what our listeners need to know is why. Why is that? Why don't we have the typical American relationship where you get into a relationship, you move in together, you start a sexual relationship, and then when the time is right, you get married? What's wrong with that?
Well, here is my standpoint. God created us. God made us. God knows how we function. God knows what's best for us. And he's given us the Word of God because it's like an instruction manual. Mm. Here's how you live your life. You want to know how to live it? You want to know how to have a fulfilling, joyful life? Mm-hmm. Read the rule book. And I know a lot of people go, ooh, it's rules. But it's because God loves us. God wants us to be free and to be whole and to... you know, he made us. He knows what's best for us is what it comes down to. And I know you and I had this whole conversation.
We have had this conversation.
Especially when it comes to, you know, homosexuality. And the Bible's pretty cut and clear about that. And yeah. I've had some Muslims friends who are like, Christianity's too narrow-minded. You know, Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, the life. No one gets to the Father but by me. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's right.
And he says, don't have sex before marriage. Yeah. And he says, homosexuality is a sin. Yeah. And gluttony is a sin. Yeah. You know, that's what God's Word says. And it's hard sometimes to be like, well, I want to do whatever I want. Why does he give us the rules? Because he wants what's best for us. He knows what's best for us.
And I know that you've mentioned before is that there is freedom in knowing your boundaries.
Exactly.
There's freedom in knowing that, you know what, this is what's important for me. This is what God wants for me. And here's the thing that I think is the kicker is that, you know, some people say, well, you know, the Bible back then is a lot different than how we live now. Now people are getting married at 30, 35. Do you really expect me to be a virgin up at that point? Now people aren't getting married when they're 14 or, you know, or back in quote unquote Bible times.
Depends where you're from. I have some family. I have family in West Virginia. They're probably getting married at 14. So I'm just saying.
Yeah, definitely.
In some states it's actually legal, by the way. It's actually
all you need is a parent's signature to get married. And you're fine.
That's right. Mom, can I get married? It's like prom. Just give me consent, please.
Mom, can I have your signature, please? Well, I want to just read something out of 1 Corinthians 10, verse 13. It says, no temptation has seized you except what is common to man, and God is faithful. He will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you can bear. Mm-hmm. But when you are tempted, he will also provide a way out so that you can stand up under it. So, yeah.
Basically, what's the gist of that? What are they saying?
They're saying you're going to be tempted sexually. You're going to be tempted with any kind of pleasure in this world.
Sure.
And there's nothing that is too hard for you to go, oh, like, it was too hard for me to say no. No. God says right here, there's nothing without, you know, you can't, any situation you're in, God is faithful. He will not allow you to be tempted.
And he gives you a way out.
Yes.
Exactly. He gives you a way out. So it's actually our responsibility as Christians to sort of go, okay, you're dating that boyfriend that you've been with for 2 years, and you're home alone, and you know, you start kissing each other. Basically, you have your way out. You have to know your boundaries.
Yeah. And so, can I just read the verse before? Because it's pretty funny.
What?
So, if you think you are standing firm, be careful that you do not fall. So you've been dating this guy, and it's getting pretty intense, and you're like, well, I'm not going to have sex before marriage. Don't let yourself be alone. Keep the door open. Yeah. Don't, you know, be wise. If you think you're standing firm,
but then some people
be
think,
careful.
Oh, that's so childish. Why can't I, you know, what's the problem with sharing all of yourself with that one person? What do you have to say about that to those people?
Well, I think also you're listening to Worship Factory on KKLA 99.5 FM, and we are talking about, this is our exposed segment, we are talking about sex and the biblical, actually, how the Bible and the Word says about sex as a people. You know, what's kind of interesting is that, you know, that God created us, so he knows why, you know, he knows everything about us, and he knows why we were made the way we were made, and it, obviously in the biblical term, from the biblical writings, it's fine as long as you're married. You go back again,
right.
But you
got to
stay out of those environments that
right.
You know. I mean, the Holy Spirit, right. Once you're a Christian, the Holy Spirit convicts you. I mean, we have a comforter inside us that says, you know what, this environment's not right. This environment's not, you know, we need to get out the door. We need to, and we're being convicted by that every day.
Yeah.
So we've got to change that.
Can I just throw out a piece of advice, too? Surround yourself by godly men and women who you can trust. When you need advice, I really am so thankful that I had a mom at a very young age who was like, oh, sex is beautiful, and she talked about it and the parts of the body and the functions. I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa. I'm like, 12, mom, I don't want to hear this. I was kind of like grossed out. But I was glad that I knew everything. And I'm glad that I heard it from a Christian mom who thinks sex is beautiful and a wonderful thing. And I'm like, okay, mom, enough. I don't want to hear about you and dad.
That's the one thing. That's the one thing that I, yes. That's the biggest thing that I've heard from people who are not believers is that, oh, Christians, you think that sex is evil.
Right.
Sex is bad.
It is not.
No.
It is not. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing.
Oh, yeah.
Wonderful thing.
Just
I was
waiting.
Yeah.
Ever since the Old Testament, I mean, God, without a doubt, mentions
oh,
it many,
yeah.
many, many
what
times.
What is that Bible? The book is Songs of Solomon?
Oh, yeah.
That's steamy.
Bam, bam, bam.
I know. Yeah.
Definitely
very steamy.
I'm going to dive in on this one a little bit.
No pun intended.
No, exactly. It's like I've lost that temptation battle a couple times. And it's kind of one of those things where once you go there with the relationship, at least in my experience, the relationship completely changes. And when I moved out here, I moved out here in November. And when I moved out here, I started getting closer to Christ and had a conversation with my ex-girlfriend and was telling her. She was like, yeah, I want to move out here. And I'm like, all right, yeah, you can move out here. Well, it'll be good. We just need to agree. You know, I agree that we're not going to do anything until we get married. Now I just want to really try that, and she was kind of like, well, we've already kind of done that, why
wait? Go back, why, when you've already gone forward, why
exactly
go back?
And honestly, that kind of started, that was like the beginning of the end of our relationship, because that started a lot of problems. And then, you know, like you guys know, but the last conversation right. I had with her, she said, you expected me to be perfect.
Right.
So it was kind of like I stood my ground of, okay, I want to be do the right thing now. And because of that, it's cost you.
But in her point of view, think of it from her point of view. You guys had already gone a certain point, and then asking to go back, for her, it's like, how does that make sense? So it's
he doesn't love me anymore. I mean, all that
yeah,
stuff as
exactly.
far as the feelings like, aren't the same.
I mean. Yeah, exactly. So it's a huge sort of feeling of, what have I done wrong to go in this direction? So basically, I mean, for people who have already crossed that line, it's a matter of, I mean, it's what is it, communication, or is it a matter of?
It's a matter of honoring God's word.
Yeah.
Well,
you know,
the main thing I think too is unequally yoked. I mean, if you're not in a relationship
yeah.
that also is following the word, it kind of makes it difficult. If they're looking also with you and they're seeking the word and they're seeking God's way in their life, and
right.
I think that they're going to be able to say, well, let's pray about this. Let's
right.
stop him, and as far as that goes, and this isn't right, or that's not right. So I think, you know, ultimately those things are going to happen. And if you've won, one thing that we want to say in Worship Factory, you are listening to Worship Factory, KKLA 99.5 FM, but we want to say that, you know, you may have gone there. And the thing is, if you've gone there, it's okay.
Yeah.
As far as that goes,
we
serve a forgiving God. We're all going to make mistakes, and He understands that we're going to make mistakes as far as that goes. But it's a matter of getting back in and get into the Word, find out what His path is in your life as far as get back in the game, as they say.
Yeah. He hates the sinner, loves the sinner.
Yeah. Absolutely. Hey, I have one more verse. Just because sometimes it's not black and white in the Bible where it says you can fondle, but you can't have sex. Like, there's no black and white.
What is quote unquote sex?
Yeah, is third base considered okay in the Bible?
Exactly. So I'm going to throw this verse out for everyone. We know blatantly that God says, you know, wait for sex until marriage, but all the kind of in between things we're like, I don't know.
Yeah, it's like making out. You know?
Yeah.
What is that?
1 Corinthians 10:23 says everything is permissible, but not everything is beneficial. Everything is permissible, but not everything is constructive. If you're in these habits and you feel like you're getting addicted to making out what is beneficial, like, let God be in control of every aspect of your life, even if it's sex or drugs or alcohol or, you know.
Basically, the point of view is if you feel like you need to be compromising in what God is telling you for the sake of your relationship, then it's going down a path that you shouldn't let it.
Yeah.
So basically, you need to always put God first.
Right. Always listen to His voice.
And you feel like, oh man, I feel like I've betrayed God in some way because I'm doing my own thing now.
Make it right. God's there. He loves us.
Yeah.
Oh, amen. You know, and get connected on worshipfactory.net. I mean, you may be going through things yourself as far as that goes and feeling, you know, sometimes we need somebody to connect to. Sometimes we need somebody to reach out to and say, hey, you know, I'm having this issue. You know, we'd like to hear from you as well. I mean, you can email us definitely on worshipfactory.net. You can definitely let us know your thoughts and what's happening, what you're facing, the struggles you may be facing. We're here to support you. We love you. We care about what you're doing. This is our exposed segment. We're going to address issues that are exposed that you are facing out there as college level, high school, college level young people. And I think that, you know, one thing is for sure is we serve a Savior that is a forgiving God, and each and every one of us, we're just a work in progress.
That's right.
And I think, you know, so just stay tuned, stay connected. You are listening to Worship Factory. Get connected, stay connected. We'll talk to you next week.
Later.
See ya.